Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com. Empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your business. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this beautiful Monday, March 5th, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, does anyone listening know what month it is? If you didn't, it's Women's History Month, of course, and we'll be celebrating it with you every Monday during the month of March on the show. Our hot theme for this month is the power of woman, and we'll be sharing with you seven traits of a powerful woman and how you can tap into your own power. You know, women have made incredible contributions in every area of their lives around the world, and we continue to mark in the 21st century as we start new businesses, create new jobs, invent new products, feed the homeless, save the lives of children, and many other wonderful things that are too numerous to list all during this hour. But I am so very proud to be a woman, and I know that you are too, and I'm very, very excited that we are embracing and celebrating Women's History Month because we have indeed did so much around the world to contribute to all of the wonderful things that we're experiencing today. You know, women, you know, starting with voting, you know, during the suffrage time, women really fought to vote and have a say-so. And in addition to that, women have fought for education, and that is why I am so excited about the theme that was chosen by the National Women's Organization, which is to embrace education this month and talk about how many women have really helped to make it an equal right for women to have access to education, which is very, very important. And also just want to note that, you know, Oberlin University was the first university to recognize and open its doors to women here in the United States. And to this very, very day, and I have visited Oberlin a few times, and to this very day, they are pioneering and really working hard to keep the doors open for women and encouraging young women to get educated. And so I'm so excited again about Women's History Month during the month of March. And so I want to encourage you to take a visit on the WomenAboutBiz.com website. We have a Women's History Month channel as we feature it every year. And we have trivia on the site as well as showing you the women who are the honorees for the year 2012. So if you have children especially, this is a great opportunity for you to educate your daughters and your sons about the great contributions that women have contributed here to our lives in the United States and all over the world. It is 12:03 after the hour. We're just getting started. And so, as always, we want to ask you for a very special blessing to share the show with someone that you know. So if you're on your phone, please flash over and give one person a call and ask them to get on the show. The dial number, of course, if you have a pen to take the number down, is 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you're listening online on your computer desktop, you know what to do. Go ahead and get on your Twitter and your Facebook accounts and suggest the show to your friends. You can also have them to dial in, or they can listen conveniently from their own computer by visiting blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, you can listen from the convenience of your computer by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, I have a quick question for you who are listening. Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering? Remember, It's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. So simply take 15 minutes of your day, every day, to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, something that makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. Because remember, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. So I want to encourage you today to find your joy. We've got a great lineup for you today. We're going to be saluting a woman who I did not know about until I learned about it on the Women's History Month website, but we're going to be saluting the 2012 honorees today. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to salute a woman in your life that has made a difference for you. So think about it for a minute, because I really want you guys to participate today. Think about a woman who has made a difference in your life, whether it's your mother, your grandmother, an aunt, someone who has given you words of wisdom, and because of that, it helped to change your life. What woman is that? Be ready to press star 1 on your phone keypad and take 30 seconds to salute a woman who has made the difference for you. Tell us how she made the difference. So we're going to come up to that in just a few minutes. We're also going to let you know what's happening at Women About Biz. And, of course, our hot topic today is the power of woman, 7 traits of a powerful woman, and how to tap into your own power. And then we're going to wrap it up with inspiration for the week. So we've got a great show lined up for you. I hope that everyone that is listening has a pen and notepad so that you'll be able to take great notes. It is 12:06 after the hour. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your success coach. Well, I tell you, I've had some people to email me talking about the no excuses rule, and as you all know, this is something that we have embraced at Women About Biz, and we will continue to embrace the no excuses rule because of its important role that it plays in the life of anyone who looks at moving forward and doing positive things. So I want to quickly just go over no excuses and what it is, okay? No excuses means that regardless of the challenges, obstacles, and frustrations that might come your way, and I might add, we're all human, so you know we're going to get frustrated, okay? That's a given. However, you'll commit to finding a solution and moving forward in your life and your business. So embracing this rule for yourself is something that is very, very important. It's something that's going to help you to really think differently on how you look at your day, each and every day. So it's important for you to take a note of the no excuse rule at successfulwomanradio.com. That's our website. And if you go there and click on Success Blog in the top gray menu bar, you'll be able to scroll until you see no excuses, and you'll be able to read all about how to implement this rule in your life and make a difference for yourself. And it really has. I think I mention every show that I'm continuously learning and discovering new things about myself and learning how to correct some bad habits that have taken away from my success. And once you start eliminating habits and once you start really committing to the no excuse rule, what you're going to find out is that you're the one that probably makes more excuses than anything else, and that you'll realize that you can be in your own way. You can be preventing your own self from being as successful as you would like. And so what you have to do is get past yourself and move forward. So I've learned so much just by, you know, embracing this wonderful no-excuse policy for myself. And again, I just want to encourage everyone who has tuned in and is listening today to think seriously about having the no-excuse rule for yourself. And every single time you think negatively or you allow fear to come in the way, you can remember and say, no, I remember my policy is there's no excuses for 2012. I am moving forward. And you know what I believe? I believe embracing the no-excuse policy can really take you to a six-figure income because it allows you to move past all of the boundaries that you've set on yourself, and it allows you to just really take action. And that's really what the no-excuses rule is all about. It's about, regardless of what's going on, all of the obstacles, it is about taking action. And we're going to hear about taking action again a little bit later on as we discuss the seven traits of a powerful woman. I want to go ahead and share with everyone some of the things that are going on over at Women About Biz. Again, first of all, I want to let you know that we are celebrating Women's History Month as we do every year, and we have a Women's History Month channel. Now, if you visit and go straight to womenaboutbiz.com, when the website pulls up, all you need to do is just scroll down a little bit on the front page, and you'll see the highlights of the Women's History Channel, and you'll be able to click right from the front page, and it'll take you into the channel. Pay close attention to the channel because starting next week, throughout the rest of this month, every Monday, we're going to be giving a great prize away starting on the 12th and every Monday after that. So that's three fantastic prizes this month to celebrate Women's History. And we're going to take the questions that we have in our Women's History Trivia section on the Women's History Channel, we're going to take our questions from there, and we'll be asking. And trust me, you're going to want to know the answers to those questions because we are giving away some fantastic prizes, which will be announced starting on next Monday, the 12th. Let's talk about some events that are getting ready to come up. We have our group coaching sessions at womenaboutbiz.com. Getting ready to get started beginning on tomorrow, March 6th and the 20th. And those classes will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, I've often encouraged a lot of individuals to go ahead and try the group coaching because it can help you tremendously. It can help you hold yourself accountable. And our whole goal at Women About Biz is to focus on things that are going to help you get new clients, that are going to help you to build your contact list online, that's going to help you to build your business and grow, which at the end of the day can result in profit. Well, for this month, our topic is all about creating your circle of influence. And some of the things that you'll learn during the group coaching sessions this month is understanding literally what the circle of influence is, how to qualify individuals to be in your circle, how to develop your circle of influence strategy, and then, of course, you're going to receive motivation and support to jumpstart you into action with creating your circle of influence. And for those of you who are not familiar with the term circle of influence, it's actually a part of a networking system, but one that's even more advanced. Circle of influence is when you meet someone who is highly compatible with your business, but they don't do the same thing that you do. But they see your typical and target customer day in and day out. They see them frequently. And that person can, you know, refer to you probably close to 100 prospects over the course of a full year's period. So again, you know, having someone in your circle of influence who can do that is quite incredible. But could you imagine if you had 10 such people who could refer a larger number of people to you on a yearly basis? Can you imagine how that would change your life and your business, just 10 people? Well, if you participate in the group coaching session for March, you'll be able to learn all about this incredible technique and how I have used it to catapult my business, and it continues. I continue to get referrals from people who've been in my circle now for years. I continue to get referrals. I have people calling me and saying someone told them 3 years ago about me, you know, and when I finally figure out who it is that told them, it was someone that was in my circle. So again, the circle of influence is indeed a very wonderful technique to utilize in networking with others, so I encourage you to register for that. And of course, if you are a gold member at Women About Biz, group coaching is included at no additional cost for you. So this is a wonderful opportunity. Again, group coaching sessions start tomorrow, Tuesday, March 6th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. also want to let you guys know that later on this month, on the 21st of March, which is a Wednesday, we'll be doing the Social Networking 101 teleclass. Did you know that social networking on the Internet can be of great benefit to your business? Do you understand the basic fundamentals of this type of networking and how to actually apply it to yourself as a businesswoman? Well, if you didn't, this is a great opportunity to learn 10 ways to take advantage of social networking for your business. And for those of you that have, that may have taken social networking 101, you know, maybe midway last year, this is a revised teleclass because so many things are changing on the Internet. We've had to revise the information, so I encourage you to take it again. So the Social Networking 101 teleclass will begin on Wednesday, March 21st at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And you can register for this teleclass and all events by going to womenaboutbiz.com, clicking on the word events in the top red menu bar, and from there you can click on teleclasses and you'll be able to see the ones that you would like to register for. It is 12:15 after the hour, and for those of you that have tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, we've come to the point in the show where I really would like for you to pay tribute to someone in your life, a woman, who has really mentored you or who really has inspired you to move forward. So I would like you to pay tribute to that person. And to do so, all you need to do right now is go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, that's star 1 on your phone keypad, and you will be able to pay tribute to a woman who has meant a lot to you in your life, who has did so much for you. I'm going to go ahead and get it started by paying tribute to my mother, Ethel Chapman. My mother always encouraged me to be my very best, to do all I could do to be a successful woman in life. And, you know, I remember as a little girl, she would always point out to me. I can remember she used to read Ebony magazine all the time, and she used to always point out to me women who were making it happen for themselves. And she would say, you can look like her, you can be and do just what she is doing. And I can remember one time I saw Barbara Walters. I was very, very young, and I always admired anchor women. And I can remember when my mother told me, Trina, you can do that. You can speak well if you want to be a speaker. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. And she would just constantly reinforce that, so much so that I used to play a game called Anchor Woman, where I would basically hold my brush up to my mouth. You know, my brush was my microphone, and I would hold that up to my mouth. And I literally got so good at it that one time my mother passed my room, and she said, whose television do you have in your room? What are you listening to? And she thought that I was the actual anchor woman talking. And so I remember that very, very well, because when she found out it was just me, she realized that I had a special gift for speaking, and she always encouraged me to move forward with that. So to my mother, Ethel Chapman, thank you so much, Mama, for encouraging me and for always lifting me up and telling me that I could do it, even when I didn't believe in myself. If you have someone that you'd like to salute during Women's History Month today, please go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad, and you too can salute someone who has been special to you. Now, keep in mind, we're recording this, and so, of course, you can always send that person to the website, successfulwomanradio.com, and they can always hear the salute that you give them when they click on the play button for the show. So I want to encourage everyone, and I just want to say I think it's sad if you don't have anybody that you want to salute, because as women, we all need to be embracing those who have meant something to us. We all need to be embracing other women who have encouraged us, who have motivated us, even if it was a school teacher, even if it was someone that you met only one time, or even if it's someone you just read about or you read their book. perhaps they motivated you to the point where you made a change in your life and you made it happen. So, again, please press star 1 on your phone keypad to, you know, to salute. And while we're waiting on individuals to press star 1 on their phone keypad, I'm going to go ahead and move forward with giving you information about the 2012 Women's History Month honorees. Now, there are, I do believe there's about 6 or 7 of them, but today we're going to focus on one, and that is Emma Hart Willard, who was born 1787 to 1870, and she was an advocate for higher education for women. So listen quickly at this and know that there have been women, you know, since the beginning of time that have been paving the way for us all. One of the pioneer reformers of women's education, Emma Willard, was born in 1787 into a world that did not value the schooling of girls. Her father, however, was liberal-minded and encouraged his daughter to read widely and to enter into discussions of philosophy and politics. Self-taught in areas of study reserved for men, she went from being a student to being a teacher and at the age of 20 became the principal at the Women's Academy in Middlebury, Vermont. 2 years later, she married physician John Willard, and because it was considered improper for married women to work, she retired to the home, rearing her husband's 4 children from his first marriage and bearing a child herself. But neither her retirement nor the work of running a large household kept her from advancing her studies. She borrowed college textbooks from a male relative, and her eyes were open not only to advanced learning, but also to the world of the mind denied to the woman. When her husband was struck with financial trouble, Willard opened a school in their Middlebury home but met with opposition there to her belief that women deserved an education on a par with men. She criticized the finishing school curriculum directed to young women, noting that the education of females has been exclusively directed to fit them for displaying to advantage the charms of youth and beauty. And she also felt that it gave information on decorating the home and different things that people thought were attributes to women. However, she wanted more. Seeking a more hospitable location for her school, she moved with her family to New York State and approached state legislators with her plan for improving female education, a document she had to submit in writing. And as women were not allowed to address the legislature in person, isn't that something? You know, and as I read this, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, women were not thought of almost as humans. In it, she wrote that reason and religion teach that we as women, too, are primary existences, the companions, not the satellites of men. While her ideas did not meet the universal acceptance, the governor of New York, DeWitt Clinton, was impressed. The booming industrial city of Troy raised taxes to endow the Troy Female Seminary, and families across the country sent their daughters to be educated according to the philosophy of Madam Willard. The real education of American girls had begun. On the 25th anniversary of the Troy Female Seminary, it was named the Emma Willard School and continues today to provide a first-rate education to young women from all over the world. In 1895, 25 years after Willard's death, a statue in her honor was erected on the campus of her groundbreaking experiment. Its inscription reads in part, "Her most enduring moment is the gratitude of educated women." And so, again, we embrace today Emma Hart Willard for helping to pioneer education for women, celebrating 2012 Women's History Month. And you can learn more about Emma and the other honorees by, again, visiting the Women About Biz Women's History Channel. If you go to the website right there on the front page, you'll be able to scroll and see a link going right to the channel. It is 12:23 after the hour, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your success coach. Well, I am excited about today's topic, the power of woman, and of course, it plays right into Women's History Month. You know, women have come a long way in the world of education and empowerment, and today, more than ever, we are blazing the path of success as entrepreneurs, lawyers, doctors, scientists, teachers, inventors, and so much more. And so today I want to share with you seven traits of a powerful woman. I want to share with you some ideas that can help take you from just thinking about being successful to waking up each and every day being excited to pave your way, to make your mark on this world, and to help make this world a better place. Again, I want to encourage you and take the time at this moment that if you would like to go ahead and salute a woman in your life who you feel has mentored you or inspired you, please press star 1 on your phone keypad, and then we can unmute you and let you share with us about this special person. I want to go ahead and start with trait number 1. And again, I want to encourage everyone to always have a pen and notepad handy when you listen to the Successful Woman Radio Show, because we're always going to give you information that you can put to use. Number 1, the first trait is a powerful woman is all about action. Number 1, a powerful woman is all about action. You see, a powerful woman knows that in order to fulfill her dreams and goals, she must take action. So she's always asking herself the question, how can I accomplish this dream and who can help me make it happen? You know, I've said oftentimes on the show that in order to be successful, you cannot do it alone. You're going to need the help of other people. I don't know anyone that I have ever read about in this world during this time that has become successful by themselves. Every great person, every person who has accomplished something in life has had to depend on other people. But sometimes, you know, I think as women, we have this tendency to feel that we are the lone rangers, and we have to be out there doing it all on our own. And I think that very thought path is what holds us back a lot of time. So I think it's very, very important for us to realize that we have to take action, and we have to always, okay, we have to always develop a good team of people who are going to help us to make it happen, because we cannot be successful just on our own. We need a team of people, okay? Let's take a look at trait number 2. A powerful woman is a good thinker. A powerful woman is a good thinker. You know, a book that I purchased probably about 6 months ago on my Amazon Kindle, and I am just now getting the chance to really read it again. I always like to go over my books 2, 3, or 4 times, and it is How Successful People Think by John Maxwell, one of the best books I have read this year, and I definitely encourage you to get the book. You know, he talks about being a good thinker, and in his words, he says, good thinkers solve problems, they never lack ideas that can build an organization, and they always have hope for a better future. Good thinkers rarely find themselves at the mercy of ruthless people who would take advantage of them, because they encircle themselves oftentimes with people who think like they do. They surround themselves with a protection of people who are all positive, who are all good thinkers, who are all meaning one another well. And that's one thing that's very important, is that we all have to change our environment if we are intending to move forward and make things happen positively. Because sometimes who we are exposing ourselves to and who we are around have a lot to do, you know, with how fast we move forward with our success. So it's important. So you have to always be thinking positively, and you have to always be thinking, how can I make things better for my life and for the life of other people? So a powerful woman is indeed a good thinker. Let's take a look at number 3 in the 7 traits of a powerful woman. It is a powerful woman takes care of herself physically and mentally. A powerful woman realizes that she gives up her power if she does not take care of herself first. She realizes that she must put the seatbelt of life on herself before helping anyone else. I mean, think about it. You know, when you're on an airplane and they're giving you instructions about safety, the first thing that they tell you to do is to put the seatbelt, on first, but they tell you to put the oxygen mask on first and then help other people, because if you didn't have the oxygen mask, you would be giving out of air and you can't help anybody. And the same rule applies to your life. You have to be willing to put the seatbelt of life on yourself first. So a powerful woman takes the time to find her joy, to eat healthy, and to exercise at least 30 minutes daily. And I'm here to tell you, for everything that we know that we need to improve on and we don't, that means that we give up our power to the environment and to other people, but we certainly don't have it. And so, again, take care of yourself, you know, physically and mentally, because that is what a powerful woman does. Let's move on to number four. A powerful woman is a strong leader. You know, a powerful woman knows how to gather people. She, as a matter of fact, knows the type of people that she needs to surround herself with. And she knows how to be a servant leader, okay? She knows how to be a servant leader. She knows how to serve the people that she leads, and not to make them feel inferior, but to make them feel that they're walking on the same level with her. And she knows how to delegate and tell them exactly what she needs them to do. But in addition to that, a powerful woman who's a strong leader knows how to lead herself, which is so very, very important, because she has to lead herself first before she can lead anyone else. So it's very important to realize that leadership is indeed a principle of a successful and powerful woman. Let's look at number five. A powerful woman has a wealthy mindset. And, you know, we've talked about wealthy mindsets before on Successful Woman Radio. A powerful woman realizes that financial wealth will never come if she is not wealthy first with the way she thinks. You know, it's important for you to be first wealthy in your mindset. And being wealthy in your mindset means that you're going to educate yourself on how to properly handle money. It means that you're going to embrace how you live and your environment. You're going to do what you can to change your surroundings to the way that you would like to have them. And you're going to learn to enjoy life with what you have now. That's what having a wealthy mindset is all about. If you didn't know it, financial wealth can only enhance what you already enjoy. So if you're not wealthy in your mind and if you're not enjoying your life now, money may buy material things, but it's not going to make you happy. It's not going to give you that inner warmth that you're looking for, which is why so many women are sad, because they have all of this money, but they don't have joy in their lives. So what you want first and foremost is a wealthy mindset. Another thing that having a wealthy mindset does is that you could lose all you had, but because you have a wealthy mindset, you can gain it all over again. So there's something to say about those who have a wealthy mindset, and I totally believe that a powerful woman definitely has a wealthy mindset. That's because she is in control of her own power, and she definitely does not give her power to somebody else for someone else to be wealthy, and she is not able to take advantage of it. Let's move on to number six in the seven traits of a powerful woman. A powerful woman is authentic and stays true to herself. Again, a powerful woman is authentic and stays true to herself. You know, I've heard the word authenticity used a lot of times, and I remember I was at a seminar maybe about 10 years ago, and I heard someone say, you know, learn how to be authentic and you'll learn to be more happier. Well, authentic really just means staying true to yourself. You don't have to put on airs. You don't have to be like someone else. You don't have to follow or believe in something that's not helping you, but you can stay true to yourself. There are dreams and goals that you have. There are things that you want to accomplish. And I want to tell you, ladies, something. Nobody else has your DNA. Nobody else has your ability to dream your dreams and to come up with the ideas like you. Everybody is different. And so I want to encourage you to always be authentic. Stay true to yourself. Don't follow the crowd. Follow who you are on the inside, which is so very, very important. And last but not least, I want to say number 7 is very important. A powerful woman dares to dream. A powerful woman dares to dream. She does not put limits on herself. She does not put, you know, shackles on her feet. But she allows herself to dream and to think outside of the box and to move forward. Fear is a friend of hers, and she's not scared of fear because she realizes that all she has to do is to take action, and fear will disappear. So she has no issues with fear. She dares to dream, and she does not put limits on herself, and she feels that she can have a 6-figure income, a 7-figure income. She believes it all. So it's not just daring to dream, but she believes that she can take her dreams and put them into action. So last, of course, that 7th trait of a powerful woman is that a powerful woman dares to dream. So I'm going to quickly go back over all of them, and I hope that you guys are able to take some good notes. And if not, we should have this information up on the Successful Woman Radio site by tomorrow on the 7 traits of a powerful woman. So going back over it, number 1 is a powerful woman is all about action. Number 2 is a powerful woman is a good thinker. Number 3 is a powerful woman takes care of herself physically and mentally. Number 4, a powerful woman is a strong leader. Number 5, a powerful woman has a wealthy mindset. Number 6, a powerful woman is authentic and stays true to herself. And number 7, a powerful woman dares to dream. And that is just so very, very important. And again, if you were not able to take notes, perhaps you're driving or what have you, we will have this information, 7 traits of a powerful woman. We will have that up on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com site. Probably early tomorrow. And for those of you that didn't know it, just to make sure, you can listen to rebroadcast of the show on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com site simply by holding your mouse over archives in the top grade menu bar and choosing the month that you would like to listen to. And, of course, you'll see each of the 4 or 5 various broadcasts for each month listed. You just click on the play button and you'll be able to listen at the convenience of your computer or desktop. And that's a wonderful thing. We've had a lot of people to ask us about that. So you're not missing anything. So if you have to miss a show, know that you can go to the archive section and listen to it. It is 12:37 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I just want to make sure and let everyone know again that we will be celebrating Women's History Month all this month, and we will be every Monday featuring an honoree for the 2012 Women's History Month selected by the Women's History Organization. But we're also going to be featuring women of today, women of the 21st century, who are making it happen as well. And we'll be doing that starting on next Monday. So please make sure that you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, bless the life of another woman by sharing Successful Woman Radio with her. Right after this small musical intro, we're going to come to our inspiration for the day. You know, as we talk about the theme, the powerful woman, you know, we have to realize that we have a power within us. Did you not know that you were born with the power to succeed in life? You were born to be wealthy. You were born to put whatever dream dream you have in your mind to action and to make it happen. All of the things that you need in order to be successful in your life are already within you. You see, it is your birthright to be successful. And so this week, I want you to keep your mind focused on these things. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, I am powerful. Go ahead, try it. I am powerful. I will dream my dreams and put them into action. Go ahead, say it. I will dream my dreams and put them into action. I will not allow anyone else to have my power. I will use all of it to be the woman I need to be. I will not let anyone else use my power. I will use it to be the woman that I need to be. You know, it's so important, ladies, that we embrace our own power. And I want to let you know this. I am in the process of writing a book, and I wrote something about power that I think is very important for us to understand. And, you know, because we give up our power too much. But, again, I want you to know that each of us was born with all the power, potential, and talent that we need to be successful and wealthy. However, keep in mind that when we put up excuses as to why we can't achieve or accomplish a goal or why we can't take action on our dreams, we've given our power to the environment in which we live or to someone else, making it almost impossible to accomplish anything. So I want you to understand that the power is yours and that not just this month during Women's History Month, but every month as women, we need to be celebrating our power and we need to be exercising our power and knowing that nothing can hold us back that we won't let hold us back. You know, we're the ones that have a lot of control over our lives and what it is that we can and cannot do. So, lady, make sure you say to yourself, I am a powerful woman. I will dream my dream and put them into action. I will not let anyone else have my power, but I will use it. Very, very important. I will use it. So, lady, I want you to have a beautiful week. I want you to exercise your power that lies within you to accomplish your dreams and your goals. I want you to pay attention to the environment that you put yourself in, the people that you surround yourself with. And I want you to always know that everything you needed to be successful in your life, guess what? You were born with it. You were miraculously made. You have everything that you need. But if you have been giving other people your power, if you have been tossing your power to the wind in the environment in which you live, then that may be why you're not accomplishing your dreams and your goals. So I want to encourage you to make it happen for yourself. Stay in the positive this week. Have a beautiful week, ladies, and stay tuned for next Monday, March 12th, as we continue with the theme, The Powerful Woman. Take care.